Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy, beautiful Friday. I pray that you are well and that you are blessed and that you are enjoying this beautiful morning. It's storming where I am, but there's still beauty in it all. I hope that this weekend you have plans on good stuff and not dwelling in worrying or bills or sadness or anything that will keep you out of pocket in your spirit. I pray in advance that your weekend is blessed. This morning I'm going to be reading from Luke chapter 11, verses 8 through 10. And it comes after the explaining the Lord's Prayer to the disciples. And everyone have heard the Lord's Prayer, what comes out of Luke, and it also can be found in Matthew. Well, what then? I tell you that even if he will not get up and give you the bread because you are his friend, yet he will get up and give you everything you need because you are not ashamed, and you will find, knock, and the door will be open to you. For those who ask will receive, and those who seek will find, and the door will be opened to anyone who knocks. Luke 11:8-10. This scripture, of course, you've heard this too. If you knock, your door will be answered. You go looking, and you'll find what you're looking for. But a lot of people are discouraged because they feel their prayers aren't being answered. And I can understand that far too well. I've seen prayers not answered. I've seen prayers that come with major delay. But the scripture reads, when you first ask, he may not get up. But if you're not ashamed to keep asking, he'll give you everything you need. Being not ashamed to continue to stand on God's promise, to continue going back and asking God, well, did you see that? Did you hear that? Should I wait for it? Being still and knowing that God is God and that if he told you something, it's okay to go back to him and ask, well, God, did you tell me this? Show me this. Sit down. Take a moment. Get out a piece of paper and a pen. Write it down. It's very important to sometimes go back to a prayer or go back to a word that you've heard, go back to something and, you know, talk to God about it again. Ask about it again. He doesn't like the crowd. He loves it when you're not ashamed to come back to him and ask him again something that you prayed for. Ask him again to even tell you if it was something that he showed you, a promise that he gave you. It's okay to do that. You know, it comes that thing comes from don't question God, but God wants to have a relationship with you. God is inside of you, so if you can't question the being, the spirit that's inside of you, what are you talking to him for? What are you having a relationship with him for? So I want you to throw away old religious beliefs. Really have that relationship with God, the one that he's telling you in the scripture. Ask, and you shall receive. And don't be ashamed. Go to him again and again and again if you have to. You'll go to your boss, your business partner, your spouse, your mate, your children, and you'll say, wait, I didn't understand that. Repeat that to me again. That's what God wants from you, and it's okay. Scripture says it. Ask, seek, knock. His door is open for you. Father God, I thank you for your blessing that you allowed us to wake up another day this morning, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you will give us our daily bread, Lord God, that you will forgive us for our sins. I pray that you will, Lord God, give us the strength to forgive others, Lord God, as you have forgiven us. This morning, Lord God, I pray for healing for those that are interceding and petitioning healing over their bodies this morning, Lord God. Lord God, I pray for financial blessings for those who are seeking financial blessings this morning, Lord God. Over minds, Lord God, that are still holding on to old religious beliefs, Lord God, who are still holding on to old generational curses, Lord God, and old generational mindsets, Lord God. I pray that they will receive their freedom today, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, for those who have been a blessing to others, Lord God, whether it was financial, whether it was spiritual, physical, Lord God. Bless those today, Lord God. Let them see a tenfold blessing in their lives, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for those who are praying consistently for others, Lord God. Bless them, Lord God, for those who are constantly seeking your face, Lord God, on behalf of others today, Lord God. Lord God, as the rain comes down today, Lord God, I pray that you would just bring down a spiritual blessing, Lord God, to your earth, to your people, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God, in our lives like never before, Lord God. Lord God, we are seeking a new thing from you, Lord God. And as the shores are being replenished by water and the ground and the earth is being blessed by your water, Lord God, may we be blessed spiritually as well, Lord God. Lord God, let this be able to walk and show the glory of who you are in our lives to others, Lord God. Lord God, bless the children today, Lord God, that are going to school, Lord God. Bless their minds. Lift them up, Lord God. Give them a creative mindset, Lord God, to continue to seek more knowledge, seek more wisdom, Lord God. Give them, Lord God, the deal, Lord God, to be respectful to their elders, to their teachers, and to the staff at their school, Lord God. Lord God, give traveling grace to those who are going on the highways today and the byways, Lord God. Protect them, Lord God. Touch the one, Lord God, who is driving, Lord God, with 1,000 things on their mind that is being distracted. They may be intoxicated. Bless them today, Lord God, where they can be fully focused, Lord God, on the highway, Lord God. Lord God, I bless those who are needing rest this morning, Lord God. Touch their souls, Lord, today, Lord God. Bless them like never before, Lord God. And Lord God, I just thank you for who you are, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that those who don't know you will find you today, Lord God, will be blessed by who you are, Lord God, who we know who you are to be in our lives, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for the one who was a believer, Lord God, that something has happened in their lives, Lord God, and they no longer believe, Lord God, because you are hurt. I pray for their hearts today, Lord God, them, Lord God, like never before. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for who you are in my life. Continue, Lord God, to pour into me so that I may pour out to others, Lord God. Lift me up, Lord God, where I fall weak and short at, Lord God. Lord God, bless those, Lord God, around me who are a blessing to me. Those who I don't even know who are praying for me, Lord God. Bless them, Lord God, today like never before. Bless those, Lord God, who are on social media, Lord God, right now who are just speaking of breakthrough, Lord God. I pray that this message touch their hearts, Lord God. I pray that someone shares it with them, Lord God, so their hearts are being taken, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you allow me to post something today, Lord God, or repost something today, Lord God, that will be a blessing, Lord God, to save someone, Lord God, because you've already shown me many times before people who will come back to me and say that you saved my life from a post. You saved my life from a video. Lord God, continue to use me in that manner, Lord God, so that your glory is. Lord God, I thank you for your love. I thank you for your blessing. I thank you for your peace. I thank you for who you are today, Lord God. It's Jesus, and we humbly give thanks. We humbly thank you in advance for the blessings that you are getting ready to pour into our lives, Lord God. Bless us, use us like never before. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Have an amazing day, love. Be blessed. Have a great weekend. I will talk to you again on Monday. God bless you. Be blessed. Be loved and be great. The favor is upon your lives. Receive the favor. Ask for the favor. Ask God for what you're needing to have clarification for. Ask him for whatever you need today. He wants you to ask. Don't listen to people tell you don't question God. You can ask God whatever you want to ask. He loves you. He's here for you. Okay? Have a good one.